This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Worldwide, the number of coronavirus deaths rose to about 120,000 and the number of confirmed cases jumped to 1.9 million. U.S. deaths approached 24,000 and the number of confirmed cases is less than a third of the worldwide figure. New York's coronavirus death toll topped 10,000, but even as the lack of fresh hot spots globally yielded a ray of optimism and fueled discussions about how some places might begin to reopen, the brunt of the disease has been felt mostly in New York, Italy, France, Spain, and the United Kingdom. But grim projections of a virus that would spread with equal ferocity to other corners of America and the world have not yet materialized after more than a month of measures meant to blunt its impact. U.S. President Trump is claiming total authority to decide how and when to reopen the economy after weeks of tough social distancing guidelines aimed at fighting the new coronavirus. But governors from both sides are pushing back, noting they have the primary constitutional responsibility for ensuring public safety in their states and will decide when it's safe to begin a return to normal operations. Democratic leaders in the Northeast and along the West Coast have announced separate state compacts to coordinate their efforts to scale back stay-at-home orders or reopen businesses. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi said Tuesday that the nationwide lockdown, the biggest imposed in the world over the coronavirus pandemic, will be extended until at least May 3rd. The current three-week-old lockdown of the nation of 1.3 billion people had been scheduled to end by midnight Tuesday. From the economic angle, we have paid a big price, Modi said in a nationwide address, but the lives of the people of India are far more valuable. This is VOA News. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro and his health minister are in open conflict over the country's coronavirus response, leading many to worry that the far-right leader could soon fire the official who has played a major role in containing the outbreak. Some major American meat processing plants have closed, at least temporarily, because their workers were sickened by the new coronavirus, raising concerns that there could be soon shortages of beef, pork, and poultry in supermarkets. The meat supply chain is especially vulnerable since processing is increasingly done at massive plants that butcher tens of thousands of animals daily, so the closure of even a few big ones can quickly be felt by customers. For instance, a Smithfield Foods plant that was forced to close in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, after nearly 300 of the plant's 3,700 workers tested positive for the virus, produces roughly 5% of the U.S. pork supply each day. Scientists are dusting off some decades-old vaccines against other germs to see if they could provide a little stopgap protection against COVID-19 until a more precise shot arrives. Although vaccines are designed to target a specific disease, the belief is that vaccines made using live strains of bacteria or viruses seem to boost the immune system's first line of defense, a more general way to guard against germs. There's no evidence yet that the approach would rev up the immune system enough to matter against the new coronavirus. A sailor assigned to the USS Theodore Roosevelt aircraft carrier died Monday of complications related to the coronavirus, the first active duty military service member in the U.S. to die from the virus. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper said the Pentagon was deeply saddened by the loss of the sailor. The carrier's commanding officer, Captain Brett Crozier, recently wrote a letter of concern to his superiors, urging them to take decisive action to prevent deaths from the virus. The letter was leaked to the media, and 2 weeks ago, he was fired by Acting Secretary of the Navy Thomas Modley. Modley's decision met with backlash from the armed forces and the public. He resigned last week. As of Monday, 585 of the ship's nearly 5,000 sailors had tested positive for the virus. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders on Monday formally endorsed his rival, former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden, for U.S. president in a November national election against Republican President Donald Trump. Sanders, a self-declared Democratic socialist, was Biden's last challenger for the Democratic presidential nomination, but suspended his campaign last week in the face of Biden's seemingly insurmountable lead. Severe storms that moved across the southeastern United States on Sunday into Monday killed more than 30 people. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.